This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, March 13th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information and links to the local publications and more at the newsroom at WGXC.org. Michael Ryan reports in the Windham Journal about how the Lexington Broadband Initiative did not win a state grant to bring better internet access to the mountainous Greene County town. Lexington Broadband Initiative co-chairman Bonnie Blader said the group would continue to seek outside funding to modernize internet and cell phone capability in the area. The group forged a partnership with the Margaretville Telephone Company to connect 90% of the town for an estimated $3 million, but the deal was contingent on getting 50% matching funds in the grant. Areas served by Time Warner, Comcast, or Verizon, such as Lexington, were excluded from the first round of the state grant Lexington was counting on, so the group will apply in round two grant rollout they hope to see this summer. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that the owners of the proposed Constitution Natural Gas Pipeline have pushed back the beginning of construction from the end of 2016 to the second half of 2017. The proposed pipeline still requires approvals from the State Department of Environmental Conservation, with a ruling expected before March 31st. But the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service only allow trees that need to be cut along the route from Pennsylvania to Schoharie County between November 1st and March 31st in order to protect migratory songbirds and the northern long-eared bat. The company would cut down 1,000 acres of forest containing 700,000 trees, and 120 landowners would lose property to the gas company under eminent domain if the pipeline moves forward. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. New York moves from -5 UTC to -4 UTC on Sunday, March 13th at 2 a.m. as an hour disappears on a 23-hour day with clocks springing forward. Daylight savings time lasts from this 2 a.m. Sunday until November 6th when clocks fall back to standard time. National Weather Service predicts a sunny Sunday with a high near 52, 50% chance of rain after 1 a.m., mixing with sleet after 4 a.m., with a low around 33 Sunday night. Monday, there's rain and sleet likely before 7 a.m., then rain with a high near 38. Rain may continue through 1 a.m. with a low around 37. Tuesday should be mostly cloudy with a high near 52 and a 40% chance of rain. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio for Greene, Columbia, Albany, Rensselaer, Dutchess, and Ulster, Schoharie, and Delaware counties in western Massachusetts.